This is Empowered Explant, the podcast helping women ditch their breast implants with confidence. I'm Dana Mercica, board-certified health and wellness coach and explant warrior. Today, I'm going to share with you my top 11 must-haves for surgery. If you're anything like me, you're an over-planner, and your shopping list is likely way longer than it needs to be. Or maybe in contrast, you haven't started your shopping list yet because you just don't know what's necessary. Planning for explant surgery can feel overwhelming. That's completely normal. There's so much to think about, right? Not to mention this huge physical and emotional transition that you're about to go through. It's a lot. So trust me when I say your shopping list is the last thing you need to be stressing about. And you probably need way less than you think. I know that that was the case for me. So I got you, breasty. You can use my shopping list. All right, so just a heads up that everything that I list today is linked in the show notes. And there's also a printable shopping list with all my must-haves and optional nice-to-haves, which is linked on my explant planning checklist. You can download this at checklist.empoweredexplant.com. But stay with me because I'll talk a little more in detail about why these particular items are in my top 11. Okay, here goes. I'm going to start with the pills. Number one, an Arnica supplement. Arnica contains an anti-inflammatory compound that helps with pain relief, swelling, and bruising. It's typically recommended that you start taking Arnica 1 week before surgery and continue for 1 week after surgery. But please always check with your surgeon for their advice and recommendations. The Arnica products I've linked to also contain bromelain, which is a natural substance found in pineapple, actually, that helps reduce bruising, grapeseed extract, which helps with blood vessel health, and vitamin C, which is a powerful antioxidant and helps with wound repair. The link will take you to a Google Doc that explains all of this and gives you two different Arnica product recommendations. Okay, number two, an important one, Tylenol, a basic over-the-counter acetaminophen painkiller. I recommend getting Tylenol Extra Strength to take during the day and Tylenol PM for nighttime to help you sleep. It really helped me get some good hours sleep throughout the night. This was the only pain reliever I needed. I wanted to avoid using the prescribed narcotics because they really mess your body up. They make you more constipated and just give your body way more toxic load to detox. And let's face it, we already have enough detoxing to do. So if you can just get away with using Tylenol, great. Of course, if you're experiencing more intense pain, then take the painkillers prescribed by your surgeon. In other countries like Australia, for example, acetaminophen is known as paracetamol. So look for that. Just stay away from anything Advil or ibuprofen because it thins your blood and can mess with your surgery. But of course, it's super important once again to speak with your surgeon about anything painkiller related and take their lead. Number three, a senna supplement or tea or a stool softener of some kind. I always recommend going natural. But let me tell you, pooping after surgery ain't easy. The combination of anesthesia and painkillers can lead to pretty bad constipation, and it can take a few days after surgery to have your first poop, so the bloating is real. So to make it a little easier, I recommend using a stool softener or senna product for the week before your surgery just to prep things, clear you out, you know? Although, don't use it the day before or morning of your surgery because you don't want to be having any toilet emergencies on the day of. And then continue with it after surgery, starting that first night. There are some things that help too, like, more on the nutritional side of things. We're not really getting into that today. We're not talking about that today. But I will say that my smoothie recipes are amazing and help get things moving, but I'll talk about them later, okay? Number four, a front close bra. And you don't need to get fancy or buy a super expensive one or buy several of them. You really just want something that's comfortable and supportive. I've linked to several options and examples, but mine and my mom's favorite was the Avia from Walmart, A-V-I-A. Super cheap, really comfy, had a good amount of compression. I had two that I rotated and I wore mine for probably 4 weeks after surgery. Keep in mind, your surgeon may also give you a bra to wear after surgery as well. And then other surgeons have different protocols. And I've seen some women told to not wear a bra after surgery at all. So if you're not sure, please ask your surgeon what their protocol is for wearing a bra post-op and ask them if they'll be providing you with one, just so that you have all the information and then you know what you need to go out and get. Number five. Okay, this one's easy peasy, but some button-down pajamas if you don't have any already, which is weird because I didn't have any button-down pajamas before. Some of you may. So you can pick some up from Target, Walmart, Amazon. These can also double as your surgery day outfit. So that's convenient. And number six, still on clothing, which you may already have in your closet, but a zip front sweater to take with you to surgery for layering and to keep you warm, and a couple of button-up shirts as well, or tank tops that you can actually wear out in public because, yes, you'll need to go for walks and go to your post-op appointments, and trying to get into regular shirts can be challenging. Unless they're kind of loose and you can slide them up over your hips and stick your arms through that way instead of going over your head so that you can avoid putting your arms up over your head and getting into positions that might hurt you. Number seven, a wedge pillow. I know there's a big debate between the wedge pillow or a pregnancy pillow, or not even buying either and just stacking up some regular pillows. Well, I'm on Team Wedge all day. They are memory foam, so they're really comfortable and supportive. You can put your usual sleeping pillow behind your head. And then I made a little pillow fort around myself, under my knees, down the sides, and I ended up growing quite attached to my wedge pillow, which I actually slept on for around 6 weeks because I just didn't feel comfortable laying flat or rolling onto my side. My mom also bought both a pregnancy pillow and a wedge pillow and favored the wedge. You can get one at Amazon or Target. And once you're done with it, I hear they make a great sex pillow. Yeah, you weren't expecting that, were you? Just Google it. Maybe go incognito so that you don't start getting tons of kinky ads. Or you can donate it. Just go into the Explant Facebook groups and see if there are any breasties in your area who need one and I'll pick it up from you. Easy. Number eight, dry shampoo. This was a game changer because not being able to shower properly and wash your own hair for a bit after surgery, it had my hair looking so greasy. It was not cute. So make sure that you get a non-toxic dry shampoo, please. Do yourself a favor and go for clean products only. My favorite is Primally Pure's dry shampoo, which they have for darker and lighter shades of hair. And another tip too is to schedule yourself in for at a salon to get your hair washed. Go pamper yourself, get your hair washed, get a blowout. Get it styled, whatever makes you feel good. But I did that twice after my surgery. And then I started washing my own hair and I was good to go. But I think that that's something really nice to do for yourself. Number nine, random, but a back scratcher. Honestly, I did not have one. And I regret that choice because you don't realize how often you have an itch to scratch until you can't scratch the itch. Super frustrating. So that can bring a lot of ease to you. Otherwise, you might want to get a bell or sound an alarm every time you have an itch. Maybe you've got someone there that doesn't mind doing that for you, which is super helpful. Number 10, drain holders. These may or may not be necessary depending on how your surgeon leaves your drains. For me, my drains were clipped onto my bra, so when I took a shower, I didn't have any way to hold my drains. So we got creative and tied a trash bag around my neck to hold the drains in. Super classy, I know, but it worked. But for that reason, drain holders have made it onto my must-have list, because if I was to do it again, I'd want them. But my mom actually bought them and she didn't end up using them at all because her surgeon had her drains clipped to a clear rubber tube lanyard kind of thing around her neck. So she was wearing them like a necklace, and she found that better than having a drain belt. So ask your surgeon how they clip your drains after surgery, and then make sure that you have something that will hold them comfortably while you shower, whatever feels best for you. But I think it's helpful to have. And even if you buy them and don't unwrap them, don't unpackage them, buy them closer to your surgery. And then if you don't use them, if you bought them from somewhere like Amazon, you can send them back. And finally, lucky last, number 11, smoothie supplies. I'm a huge fan of smoothies, especially after surgery. I was like having two a day the week after my surgery. They are a great vessel to get a lot of nutrition in a way that's convenient and easy to digest, and a way to boost protein intake, which is really helpful for surgery recovery. You can also add ingredients into your smoothie that will help with bowel movement, like prune juice and flaxseed. But even just the smoothie alone with the fiber from the fruits and veggies is really helpful. And you can basically, what I love so much, you can basically prep all the ingredients into Ziploc bags before your surgery. So you have a few days of smoothies ready to blend. It also makes it nice and easy for whoever is caring for you, right? They can just grab it and blend it and not have to do too much work. So great for me, because I don't like asking for help very much. So it's nice because I feel like I'm not being too burdensome because I've done all of that prep prior. That's just me. But it is super convenient and super helpful. I created 15 healing smoothie recipes that I tested on myself after my surgery, and they are really good, I have to say. Really good. I did a great job with them. So I put them into a beautiful smoothies guide that you can download at smoothies.empoweredexplant.com, and I'll link that in the show notes. But yeah, it's got everything you need in there. All the recipes, all the ingredients. Love it. Okay, that's my top 11 on my shopping list. Are there other things I recommend? Yeah, sure there are. I mean, I can keep listing things if you want, things like probiotics, electrolytes, non-toxic deodorant, make sure you have lip balm, tea and honey to soothe your throat if it's sore from the anesthesia. My throat was killing me for 2 days after surgery. And definitely invest in a couple of good audiobooks. There is more that I could add, but they really all start to fall on this nice to have list, right? You can see my full shopping list linked in my explant planning checklist, which you can download at checklist.empoweredexplant.com, which is also linked in the show notes. Another note, just check with your surgeon to see if there are any supplies they require you to get. For example, my mom had to buy anti-embolism compression stockings and a couple of other things that I didn't need for my surgery. So just check in with them on that. And then, of course, there are things I recommend for once you're through the immediate recovery period and now you're more into skin and scar healing and detoxing. But that's a different conversation. And to be honest, it's one that you really don't need to worry about too much before your surgery. You can get through your surgery, get through your recovery, and get to the other side and then start thinking, okay, what next? That just takes off some of the pressure now, you know? But seriously, even if you didn't get a single thing that I just listed, except maybe the Tylenol, and you just went and had your surgery and went home to your regular pillows and your regular life and didn't buy a single thing additional, I think it's safe to say that you would be okay. You would get through it. You would recover. We are resilient creatures, right? Our bodies are incredible. Our bodies are designed to heal. They want to heal. You just need to support that. But if you do have the resources to get a few things that make your experience more comfortable and support your healing, then why not, right? This is a really big, brave step in your life and hopefully something you only have to do once. I hope this episode is helpful and takes some of the planning stress off your plate because I know it's a lot. If you haven't already, I definitely recommend downloading my 33-step explant planning checklist. I've mentioned it a couple times now, but the link to that is checklist.empoweredexplant.com. And please, if you see other breasties in the Facebook groups asking what they need to buy for surgery, share this episode with them. I'm sure that they'll be really grateful for that. As always, if you have questions or just want to say good day, shoot me an email to darna@empoweredexplant.com or DM me on Insta. I love just being a part of your journey and hearing your updates, answering your questions. Next week's episode will be a Mother's Day special where my mom is going to update us on how she's feeling 5 months after her explant surgery. I know a lot of you have been following her journey, so that's going to be really fun and just so special to be able to have that conversation with her for Mother's Day. Okay, well, that's it. Have a beautiful week, Breastie. I will see you soon.